I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Love feeling dirty. And I love feeling cheap. And I love it when you hurt me. So drive them staples deep.
Damn.
Look at me and call me Dottie. Put the belt sander against my skin. Wanna feel pain all over my body. Can't wait to get punished for my sins. I love feeling dirty. And I love feeling cheap. And I love it when you hurt me. So drive them tables deep. Solo Paige.
I love it.
God dang it.
Could you imagine if they had done this at the Super Bowl pre-show?
No.
Instead of doing Time of Your Life, they did Dominated Love Slave.
I would love that.
I never thought I'd hear this song again.
It's off of Kerplunk.
I was very surprised when you sent it over.
And I love it. The big finish is great. So dry. Ladies and gentlemen, Green Day.
Of course.
Green Day with Dominated Love Slave.
Remember that when that was the show intro for a little bit?
For a short amount of time.
God dang it.
And people asked us to stop.
What? Yeah.
They said it was too much, too early.
It shouldn't have ever got that far.
Why? You don't like that song?
Because of that. Because before it became the show intro, we kept hearing it over and over and over. Like, you got to stop playing that song.
Yeah.
Unnamed person.
Oh, you were probably texting in then under with a burner.
I was like, please stop playing that song.
We got a lot of, like, hey, man, guys, you just got to ramp up. Bring back Pantera. I know it's Pantera, but still, it's like subdued Pantera.
And then somebody's like, I think that would be a good intro. And then somebody agreed, and I'm like, God, this is going to be here for years and years.
No, it lasted for one quarter.
Yeah,
and then you came back from it. I'll never forget it. You're like, this is so wild. It's weird the things you remember in life. You're like, it was in a group text. You're like, guys. And Fatboy's not a music person at all. Like, he knows.
No, he hates anything but AC.
Mid-90s to early 2000s hip-hop.
Yeah, and really I know country artists, but I don't know their songs, like new ones.
Right. Like, you're like I am with, like, I can't remember a lot of college, where a lot of NFL players played college ball.
Yeah.
Who they played college for, as
they
I said.
College for.
But Fatboy says, guys, I've found, now I'm finding out he hated it also, the Green Day thing. So it makes sense. You must have been taking the vacation to search for a new
intro. I like Green Day, but that song's...
It's supposed to be that way. Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a minute and a half kind of.
I think I tired of hearing it because I kept hearing it over and over.
You don't feel that way about Peaches, though, do you?
Not that one. But I feel like the other person would feel that way to spite because I
you
felt
can
that way
say
about.
His name. My gosh. Jeff hated the song. He just wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop complaining about it. So, Fatboy says, I have found the song. And I'm like, oh, God. You non-liker of music past like 2007, and then what do you know? And how did you find out? How did that song find its way into your ear hole? Your ear hole.
I think I might
sounds
have saw
dirty
it.
When you say your ear hole.
Maybe I saw it on a commercial or I saw somebody talk about it. Maybe.
Yeah. You ever wonder, speaking of holes, why we have two nostrils?
Not really.
Okay.
What if you had
to breathe while you pick the other one, I guess.
I don't, I'm just saying, why don't we just have one?
Because, yeah, that makes sense.
Why do we have two? I was thinking about this yesterday. I got an ingrown hair right there where it's just a bothersome thing. So I have to constantly put Vaseline on it just to keep it, you know, wet.
Oh, you got to keep moist. Picking it until it comes out.
No, it's a pain in the ass. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, why don't we only have, why do we have two holes? Why is it, now it looked weird as hell if you picture yourself right now with one big hole in the middle of your head. That'd look weird.
It'd look tribal.
Crap. It would look like you were going to be at like, you know, punk rock flea market selling, you know, gauges and stuff.
Come buy this record that's got two holes in it.
Right. But it's, you know, bucks. I'm sure it's got something to do with their equilibrium or something.
Support the emo kids.
It's like you only smell things this way. You don't smell anything right in front of you. Because the
nostrils. I smell in all directions. I'm like an X-Man, though.
Oh, are you?
You reminded me of somebody I met.
You transitioned. Go ahead.
Who didn't tell me his name. He saw me getting out of the car, and he goes, I saw you picking your nose at the red light yesterday.
Did he, like...
Actually, the first thing he said was, do you hate meeting people like this who know who you are?
Just okay, so is that how he started it off? He walked up to you and said, hey, do you hate meeting people like this?
He said, you hate meeting people like this who recognize you and just, you know.
Oh, I was thinking you might have, like, met him, you know, like off a Craigslist ad or something. Is it, like, weird meeting out like this?
You can't go to Backpage now either because the cops are on Backpage.
Oh, I've known that for years.
Entrapment.
Yeah, Helen. Well, go where the criminals are.
I'm like, nah, it don't bother me at this point. He said, by the way, I saw you picking your nose at the red light. Wow. And then that was it. Like, he walks into the store. Wow. I'm like, okay.
Did he shake your hand?
No. He didn't even offer.
He didn't even want to fist bump you.
It was a weird exchange. So I guess he likes the show, but maybe he just wanted to ball bust a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's we kind of set up that environment.
You want to hear me being a puss this morning? I feel so bad about it now.
Okay. This is good. This is us working together as a good team here because I do have a note here that says Hardee's. Because right as Paige walked in, you said, man, let me tell you what happened at Hardee's. Now, let me ask this since I've already mentioned the name. Yep. Is this a disparaging comment? God dang it. It's crap.
I'm not going to do it.
Ah, man.
No, that was another tangent I was going to get off of.
Did I ruin something?
No, I did.
No, it's just
because I was trying to.
It's just a separate thing. Like we.
Oh, fuck.
I want you to say it.
So the thing was, is.
He's going to fight me after this break.
Like, is that a question we should have to ask each other? It's like we self-police pretty good. Like, it's not my second day doing radio, you know?
No, I didn't mean that poorly on you. I meant, like, I gave away the story before you were able to deliver.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Okay. No, I don't. No. I don't second guess you at all. You're like, manner of the dump button. You dump out on me more than you have to yourself, and when you do it yourself, it's usually on purpose.
You know, if I said Bee King took a dump in my food, like, I'd probably just come on here and say it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's not reflective of the company as a whole.
Just the one location.
Remember that time Paige said that thing and the protest started, and I was like, thank God they're not mad at us.
What did I say?
All right, I can't say it. I'm getting in trouble again.
I can't even make a joke about it. It was going to be bad.
Anyway, this happened at Hardee's, which I will say I freaking love.
Right down here, Woodruff Road Hardee's.
Okay, and it won't change the way I feel.
First of all, I'm only going there because when I went to the gas station this morning, they didn't, like, I was going to get a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have one ready, so I'm like, I'll just go to Hardee's.
Yeah.
So I go up here, I get the food, and he's like, man, sorry we're out of napkins. I thought he said, I'm sorry we're out of napkins, it's my last day. And I was like, oh, man, but I misheard him. He said, we're out of napkins because it's our last day. Because they sold the building and the property and they're closing it down. Like, today is Hardee's last day on Woodruff Road.
Wow, that's sad.
I legit freaking cried, like, a little bit.
Whoa.
When he said it. Whoa. Like, I swear, that he was looking at me weird, like.
My God.
I was just looking around. I'm like, man, you do not know how long I've been coming here. And I've seen him probably a couple days a week for the past, you know, year.
God.
And I'm like,
I feel like I'm part of the reason they had to close down because I used to go there every damn
get
morning.
Get biscuits all the time.
I know.
I teared up, and he's
God. This is what happens when you get your life together and start eating better.
I know.
Places close down.
I know.
He was looking at me, and then I look at him like, you know, a puss who's crying. I'm like, what are you going to do? He's like, I don't know.
Oh man.
But he didn't say it like, you know, he was worried. He was like, I don't know. I feel like part of him wanted to say, man, I work drive-through breakfast. Like, I'm good if I got to go somewhere else. Like, I got experience to where you maybe somebody will pick me up.
I feel like I've noticed that. It's interesting you say that because I feel like I'm not looking to pick a fight on the FOF line, 864-241-4318. But I feel like the morning crew of a fast food restaurant gives a damn more than those thereafter. And I can say that because I've worked all three shifts at Chick-fil-A. This always been spelled with a K, by the way. You fakers on the internet trying to say as a Mandela effect that Chick-fil-A used to be spelled without a K. It never did. I've known about it and worked there for many years.
I'm a signature member. I'll look on the app. By God.
The app can change because they control history via the internet.
Well, I'm just
saying I stared at many a paycheck.
Did you play the game and spot the cows? I missed two cows and I got a medium.
I was there when they were talking about making that game. Yeah.
I mean, the guy's looking at me like, are you crying out for real? Because I legit was.
But it was not for him. It was out of your own inconvenience.
Like, where am I going to go now?
What's just out of my freaking weird
That's
food?
That's why anybody ever, like, you'll see it in Channel 4. I'll give them credit for this. It is
Whiffers.
They will say, you know, when you go to Google, sometimes your homepage, it'll pop up some kind of, you know, attention-seeking headline. You're like, well, I didn't come here for this, and I have ADD, so let me click on this. You'll forget why you even went to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it's local restaurant of 20 years closing down.
Oh, let me click on it.
I'm so curious. They keep repeating the same story about this same place.
There's a lot of places closing down.
Well, this place... I certainly cannot say the name of the place or whatever, but I remember reading the comments of everybody, and it's the same thing everybody does.
Yep.
It's, we used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate that. We went there for our prom dinner. La, da, da. I miss that. And then finally not even a troll, but just somebody level-headed says, well, if you'd went there more,
they
would still be open. And then it causes a fight.
It does.
And I remember there was a place on 291 called Ye Old Fireplace. It was a restaurant from the 70s. It was in Greenville.
Oh, it's not a fire station?
No, it's the weirdest name I always thought. It was just below Tanner's Big Orange. Or no, it wasn't. That's a different road. But anyway, I'll tell you where it is. You know where there's that nightclub where there's always shootings? I think they eventually
closed. Which one is that? We're talking about Spartanburg now? Oh, no, yeah.
Okay.
I was talking about.
Think about how silly that sounds. It used to be a Shoney's, a nightclub, and then they get... Anyway, it's a place called the Old Fireplace. And my mom and dad, I think, did cry when they closed down because it was the place, I'll never forget, their third date. And it was like a well-to-do, like my dad spent what then was like $50, which would be now like $400 or $500. On dinner, and it was just like it hurt him bad, but it like, you know, put him over my mom, and she cried, and my daddy was just kind of shell shocked. And I remember, like, as a kid, I'm like, why didn't you go there more? They'd still be open. They're like, because that was just a place close to our hearts, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it wasn't close enough. You didn't damn go support them, and then I'd get a whooping for saying damn.
I saw a club in an old restaurant beside the old Mexican grocery store right off of White Horse in 253. I'm like, how is that a club?
Oh,
what do you do? It's off in the corner.
If you're a lifelong resident of Greenville, South Carolina, anything on White Horse Road can and will be a nightclub.
It
doesn't matter. It could be an old bank. It could be old Checkers. It could be one of those car loan places.
Go to Cedar Lane Road. What was that? The carnival places now.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'm like, is this an indoor carnival or is this a club? Plus, I can get my car detailed to the other side of the road where the bowling alley used to be, and that's a club.
It's one-stop shopping.
With a VIP entrance.
If you feel safe enough to leave your car somewhere, you can just walk and shop everywhere.
Did we have a concert in that area one time?
There was a haunted house over there where the guy had the pin that would literally shock you. When you had to sign in.
That old White House.
Yep.
Yeah, that old White House.
I remember that.
No, you had to go down the slide.
You're thinking of Cedar Lane Road. We did a birthday bash at Cowboys Nightlife.
Yeah, we did.
God, look, we ain't
That used to be a Winn-Dixie.
We ain't a club town.
Think about that. Oh,
if you have to fashion a club in an old restaurant off in a corner of a strip mall.
Or a grocery store.
Yes. We ain't a club
meanwhile,
town.
Meanwhile, people are paying $5,000 a month to live in old mills downtown. Like, it don't make
sense. Don't get it. Yeah. Do you want a 40-foot tall ceiling you can't hang anything off
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I do.
It's good. It's going to cost a lot to heat that son of a bitch, but you can just say, if these walls could talk, they'd say, man, they didn't pay these people nothing to work.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh, Fat Boy's friend's going to murder someone else.
God dang.
any updates on that? Your friend, they wanted for murder friend?
I may have to look at it. I have not heard a personal update, but I may have to Google to see.
Maybe they took his phone.
To see if they released any kind of motive or whatever.
God, what if they go through his phone and like you're the last person he texts? He's like, hey, man, I'm at the Kanye concert.
Oh, he was down there. He was splitting time and up to no good.
He said splitting time.
Yeah. I want to ask him, like, why the dog?
Yeah.
Was the dog, like, attacking him?
What did the dog ever do to you?
Like, was it a pit bull? Because a lot of those are evil, I know. But
no,
still.
They're not.
No, that's God.
Shit.
That's what? You know what? Through time, through everything, that might be one of the worst stereotypes out there.
Yeah.
And I'm including women named Karen.
You can tell Paige to her face, I hate you, you C word. But if you say something about a dog, like, that's the worst thing you can ever say.
That's most women. Which, I can't say the same for men because y'all cut their head off and hang it on the wall.
It's just that breed because I had Sweet Pea, who is just the...
It's a perfect song for this.
Sweetest little dog that was just afraid of her own shadow, and she was pure pit, you know.
Yeah.
It's the way people raise their dogs, not the dogs.
I agree with that.
I saw a pit bull yesterday. I'm like, oh, we're on the rough side of town. You want to chew my arm off, don't you?
He's just
but I could have been stereotyping dogs.
Looking for a fight.
Yeah, I haven't heard an update. Like, it's I'm telling you, if we don't, like, I don't know why we don't start a patron or whatever it's called. Because the stuff we were doing off the air was good, but it was filthy.
A little bad.
Like, it wasn't filthy
and it had
towards.
Names. Or, we put names on it.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything that would get us canceled. It was more or less just language.
I want to use a phrase that I don't want to use because, A, I'm tired of hearing it because everybody says it, and B, I don't know if I'd be using it right, so I'm not going to say it.
Now I want to hear it.
Oh, is it a cap?
No. When somebody tells you that
six,
you're...
6-7?
When you're... Finish it if you know it, but if somebody says that you just stood 10 toes on business.
No.
Oh, yeah. My God, I'm tired of hearing it.
Is that from Makers of Talk to the Hand?
I couldn't even tell you where it came from. But wow. Everybody's and they're like, oh, you stood 10 toes on business on that one, bitch.
10 toes on business?
That's annoying.
Does that just mean like you crossed the line?
I don't even know where it came from. I guess it means like called somebody out.
I got some guesses.
I want to look it up.
I bet it's from like a Glozella song.
Probably. Let her cook.
Let her cook. She didn't put 10 toes on the line of business. Thank God.
It's too hard to say.
Oh, I said it wrong. 10 toes down. Where did 10 toes down come from?
Sounds
8 foot.
You're going to the grave. 10 toes down.
No, it's 10 toes up. Face down, ass up.
It means 100% loyal, committed, firmly grounded in your principles. But where did it start?
Oh, so it's. I thought it was like you've stepped into my zone, and now we're going to fight. Somebody's going to.
Oh, Lord. You're over the line, buddy.
Well, it's tough because when you talked about, like, back in our days is I'll make Fat Boy laugh, Peckerwoods, learning about the inner city. We'd learn about it through gangster rap. And when somebody got capped, it meant they caught a bullet.
Well, that's,
and now cap means lie.
That's where it came from, it says here.
What, cap?
It came from a hip-hop album.
I told you.
From 8-Ball and MJG.
Gosh, can people accept something with... It might be a tough pill to swallow, but like... Hip hop has contributed so much to culture. I mean, so much. And I'm not saying it's all positive at all. But if you, I never run across anyone anymore that says, my baby's mama.
I don't hear that much.
I don't care if they're 60 and live on a golf course, they say baby mama now. It's just changed. We don't possess it anymore.
No, no.
And if you're sitting there saying, I do, well, good for you, you racist.
Now they'll just say, you stood 10 toes.
You stood 10 toes. So that that means that's it. My... So we were ride or die back in the day. You know, that was our thing.
So now you just wait because you know what happens. Older white women start saying it and it kills it. Like Trap House.
That's what always does it. Trap House is done.
Yeah, that's what killed it too.
You can't even find bees in the trap, BBs in the trap anymore. They're WBs, white bitches.
They kept calling it Trap House.
And Trap House.
Girl, and they wouldn't even know what it is. They're just like, you know, if something looked like dilapidated or whatever, like, oh, there's a Trap House.
Right. Oh, it's a Barbie house. No, it's a Trap House. It's all pink. On the inside, too. I wonder if with a pink house, is it all pink on the inside as well? I'm serious about that.
Ask John Cougar.
I was going to say.
Don't talk about politics.
He talks about the little pink houses, but are they all pink on the inside as well? I'll Google that.
He's a notorious prick.
Paige, you know one of the Property Brothers? Ask him.
Sure.
He probably wouldn't know, actually.
He wouldn't know.
One of them wouldn't.
Oh, man.
You know what? Lindsey Graham. He's still gone. He really is. We talked about it earlier, for those that are asking.
Well,
we talked about it earlier. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, I guess people assume it's like the news where they constantly, you know.
It's just, you know. Do you think it will ever be, well, do you think it will just go away as aortic dissection and that was it?
I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Like, will there officially be any probes into it? Like, did they do an autopsy already? Like, how would they know that?
It could be one of those things where, I would have a hard time doing it. And there was somebody recently that died with cancer, an actor, somebody really famous. And it was kind of sudden, but his family knew. And he said cancer. he didn't want all the, you know, all the people that never had anything to do with him to suddenly come mourn him while he's still here.
When Chadwick Boseman died, I don't know if his family even knew. I don't know who he told.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
He didn't release it publicly, but
somebody else. But I would have such a hard. And I'm not saying that's what happened with Lynn's, that he knew and told his family. You know, guys, don't say anything. I will always. I'm
I know.
Sorry.
It's just like
it's just the way he talked. It was just the way. You see, when he's getting his, you know, when he was in the military, he's getting. He's just sitting there, like, all just smiling real big. You know, he's smiling like Gomer, but not that disposition, you know.
I forgot he retired a colonel.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he was that high up
there. Yeah, dude. Freaking, but just, you know. I'm not even saying that in a demeaning way.
Like, he most likely would have won re-election because we know how that works, but they were saying, like, he might have faced a real, like, legit challenge with Annie Andrews.
Well, that's, you know, the conspiracy. Oh, really?
Yeah, so you're saying, like, it could have been, you know, a tougher race than what he normally faces.
What did they do, though? Like, would they...
the governor has to, you know, appoint somebody to finish his term. Then they have to decide who's going to run. They have to have another primary. So
I was thinking it was like wrestling. They have, like, a number one contenders match.
President,
you know,
Tunney.
If the champion got injured or whatever and they had to take the belt off of him, they'd have a number one contenders match.
If I'm Mark Lynch, I'm like, hey, does this put me back in play? Because, you know, I know we've seen all the commercials about the cocaine in the 80s.
Actually have gotten him votes. Can you imagine?
Like, come on.
You go on there and say, this guy wanted to make medicalized? Is that the way to say it?
Yeah, I think they said
medicalized cocaine. Some people was like, well, I didn't know who to vote for, but if that guy stands that way, sign me up.
Like, he talked about missing votes. But
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if he's still on that kick or...
I don't...
I'd be trying to get my name back in if I were him.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that did him harm or good.
I'd write a letter to Hanky Mack or, like, you know, try to go see him. He's like, oh, hang on now.
Oh, look.
Medical cocaine.
Ukraine killed him.
See, that stuff is
I know, as I'm just reading a text.
The Iran kill list people are talking about, which some say he was on, some say he wasn't on it. You know, he was very popular around the world, or I'll say very notable.
I think it goes to the charisma that the dude had. I mean, like, literally, how could, you know, many people would say, and it could likely be true, that he would go with whoever wrote the biggest checks.
He had more friends in the Senate than I realized when I was watching the shows yesterday.
I think he did that thing where, you know, in business, it's kind of like, it's the wildest thing. I'll give you a good example. Travis at Bowling Springs Sports Cards. We got him coming up later.
What's up?
Okay.
Trav.
He's very close friends with a lot of the other sports card shop owners. And I'm like, how?
That'd be tough for me.
I know. Like, how do you do that? Or whatever.
Like, I'd be, you know.
I know.
I probably
know. Yeah. It's like when people are like, hey, I don't know how to use that example.
Travis would never do this, but I'm saying if it were me, I would be hiring people to, like, you know, bust their places up.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't.
I would.
You know, but, you know, and he didn't say this, but there is the old parable or whatever that says, you know, the enemies of my enemies are my friends, or keep your enemies.
I think it's the
keep
enemies.
Keep your friends close, but your, what is that? Paige, what is it?
Keep your friends close and your enemies. I don't know how to. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show. I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
By special request. About your Hardy story.
One time.
Yeah.
Sir,
that's a good song.
Sir. Fat boy cried as he reminisced about the days at Easley High School. Tears rolling down his big cheeks. People stared as he began to weep. He cried so hard that it was really kind of gay.
This is a long time ago.
This is a while ago.
Most of those people did not like you in the past.
God.
So dry your tears, we say. And Matt asked us if we would say, no fat boy, no cry.
No fat boy, no cry.
And what did people say?
Fat boy, fat boy, fat boy, fat boy. No, fat boy, no cry.
Oh, yeah.
Fat
that's another one.
Boy, fat boy, fat boy, fat boy. No, fat boy, no cry.
God, that was.
I tear up at the most odd times.
That's what you we love what? About you, because you have feelings.
Seriously, thank you to P1 Big Brown. I not that I completely forgot about that song,
yes.
But you were talking about when you found out the Hardee's above the radio station's closing. You literally teared up.
In front of the guy working it who didn't care enough to, like, you know, he was cool with it closing.
Well, Hardee's, they tell their employees, you know, don't wear it. You know,
don't show people.
You smile and say, our pleasure.
Don't show
no,
the
that's
public.
That's a Chick-fil-A, but still.
Well, that one's gone, and the one over by my house is gone. And
the first time that brought on that song.
They're going to replace it with a Carl's Jr. by chance.
I started crying in the locker room because we were at a wrestling show at Easley High School, and I'm like, I used to get dressed in here for gym, and I just watched Buff Bagwell walk in here butt naked, and it was like a full circle moment.
Buck naked Bagwell.
And he shook our hands while he was naked.
Well.
And this is when he was gigoloing, too.
Well, you know what?
That's there's where, a story in that there, buddy.
That's where they always say, eyes are up here. And I was not.
Right.
You know, it's like going to one of them trough urinals they have at, like, football games. And, like, you never look anywhere but straight ahead.
Then Ricky Morton's over here talking to us. And then who walks in? Beautiful Bobby. Rest in peace.
Yeah. That's another reason I hate Jeff Lewis. Neil Koloff is because.
He's Russian.
My great. Picture with beautiful Bobby Eaton. Jeff is, of course, photobombing in the back. Just
like an idiot.
You know what, Jeff? I'll get Gemini to AI you out.
You can Photoshop you out of it.
I've had to do Jeff. That with a lot of photos.
I liked it until he turned Russian.
Your life can continue now through AI. All those pictures you had to delete off Instagram, you can bring them back now.
Yeah,
Your arm will be hugging what looks to be a ghost. Now look, think about it. I don't know what AI would do with the arm, but if you're sitting there, let's just say that it pages with an X. Let's say it's drink water. You looked awesome in the picture, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a good picture.
But you don't want to put his picture out there, so you AI him out. But your arm is still around something.
Mm-hmm.
That looks weird as crap, too. Weird.
It does. This is back in the day where you just tear the picture in half.
This is where Paige believed in ghosts.
I like
Wait a minute. You've already done that. You did that with the Cleopatra picture.
I did.
And you put in the fake.
God, I forgot about that one.
Boyfriend.
You can't make this
Well, now she'll do the videos where, you know, she's walking down the street or...
Oh, God, you're the new Britney Spears.
The witch walking down the street.
If you come in here bald-headed with a damn umbrella one day, I'm leaving.
Man. You know what?
If you come in here
yesterday?
With a karate sword, I am leaving the building.
I did the weirdest thing yesterday, and I didn't realize that I have my window half open for my plants, and I'm taking my clothes off. I'm walking up the stairs going, people can see me. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I've lost my mind. That's why I'm giving Britney Spears.
Wait a minute. Are they like looking up like an upskirt, or are you just like walking around like?
I don't know. I'm just taking off.
Wouldn't they be able to just look through the window even if it was half open or not?
I don't know.
Because, you know, if you got the torpedoes hanging, old neighbor's going to be walking through the courtyard there
what
like,
is,
hey.
I don't know what I was thinking.
It's gonna be
my offer still stands.
I got home and I was hot and I'm like, I'm taking this stuff off as I was walking up the stairs.
God bless.
It's like, you need me to milk those for you?
He's sitting there putting on a bib, licking his lips. Looking like he's getting ready to eat crab legs.
Like you ain't going to Joe's.
The reality show of living next to this woman.
He's got some drawn butter in his hand and he's ready. I just snorted.
God.
I did it again.
Dude, Paige showed me something the other day that I looked into, and it is a top seller on social media.
What?
It's an apron that you cook with.
Yeah.
But when you lift up the apron.
We did.
Show them if you can find it.
I don't know if I can find them.
Oh, first reaction.
And these things are selling like crazy.
I was going to get it for a friend of mine.
And I don't know who's making the money off it, but it's one of those, okay, somebody's making the money, then we'll repeat it with our own, and we'll make some money too.
You know, it's funny. I gave, this is kind of bittersweet, and this is no joke either. Years ago, I gave my mom this apron that on the front of it had like some kind of like pattern that looked, you know, like
hey,
mama. It looked like something, you know, like one of those designs that'd be on like a shirt at Hamrick's.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of like, yeah, it looked like AI did it, but that wasn't around then. Just this splash of color. But on the other side, it looked like she was wearing a bikini. And I gave it to her for like Mother's Day. It's this fun little thing. And she told me for years that she threw that thing away. And do you know?
Oh, no.
That after she died, found it in her closet, folded up under a box. Like she
couldn't throw it away because you gave it to her.
I know. I was like, how sweet.
But she wasn't going to wear it either.
Well, I have it now.
That is genius. Yeah. No, sir.
That's mine. Should have sold that at the state sale for $25.
Look at this sucker. You see it?
Okay, hold on. Don't show this to you. Oh, God.
Yep. That's why it's selling so much.
Okay, so basically what happens is when you pull the apron up, there is a phallic object that then flings out.
It's pretty good size,
like
too.
Looking like one has a priapism. I just nailed that.
Yeah, you really did.
I did that.
I'm just thinking whoever's on the grill.
But you're kind of... But you're
kiss
wearing an apron and a strap on.
You really are. Like,
if I
gonna,
may say.
How are you going to grill with a strappy?
You know, I could have been talking about a luggage rack for all you know.
You could have been talking about the tools.
That's right. A snap on you dip blank.
P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.